Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we're going to discuss a recent survey about advisor trust. Advisors rank second only to independent auditors of public companies in investors' trust scale. This is according to Main Street Investors Survey, which was commissioned by the Center for Audit Quality. This survey, which was released in September, indicated that 66% of respondents expressed confidence in financial advisors and brokers to be effective in looking out for investors. That put advisors in second place following independent auditors of public companies, who were selected by 70%. Lower down that list were financial analysts, journalists, credit ratings agencies, corporate leaders, and governmental regulators. I'm not so sure I like being grouped among a few of these particular folks. Advisors can take a hit when investors see their portfolios decline. Blaming the advisor for disappointing returns, however, may be mitigated by the fact that investors have lowered their expectations about the economy. They've gotten used to the fact that the economy is growing at about 2% a year, and they're no longer complaining or comparing that so much to the growth rates of 5 or 6 years ago. Now, in this survey, they polled a few over 1,000 investors from during the weeks of July 17th through the 23rd. And of these, about 36% had a portfolio valued between $10,000 and $99,000. 41% had a portfolio valued more than $100,000. And 31% had a portfolio valued at more than $150,000. The survey also found that investor confidence in the stock market wasn't shaken by the disappointing initial public offering of Facebook or news of the more than $4 billion loss that J.P. Morgan suffered on derivatives trading. Additionally, the survey's company's executive director stated that we don't know that the average investor is that attuned to individual stocks or individual companies. Personally, I think these kinds of surveys are just a little bit narrow in scope. They seem to have some assumptions that advisors focus on or work in just the stock market. The results are not clear or disclosed whether the advisors are using a particular model or strategy, or whether their portfolios contain bonds, exchange-traded funds, cash, or whatever. It does often seem that the investment public is willing to consider that the stock market is just that, stocks, seemingly ignoring these other areas of investments. But that's a topic for another time. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this brief podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.